Hello there and welcome back to the My Own Podcast. Happy Monday, y'all. If you're a non-native speaker in English, this podcast has been created for you. To tell the truth, it's much more than a podcast in English. It's the podcast that will allow you, my friend, to finally gain self-confidence because I'm also giving you some precious life hacks. My name is Mayuan, I'm a French life coach and English accent coach, and I'm here to boost and cheer you up. And in this brand new episode, we will talk about Netflix. Is it a waste of time? Really? Well, let's get started now to find out the answer. If you already met me, you know that I never hide my passion for US TV shows and American movies. To be honest, that's how I've learned the language and perfect my accent. Anyway, since last spring, we are living in lockdown every other time. And for a lot of us, it has been the occasion to do something like shopping online, redecorating, reconnecting with friends and family, rethinking our professional life, or watching Netflix all day long. And you know what? I can tell you that there is no better way to start learning English or simply to improve your knowledge of the language in front of Netflix. Yes, it is. Actually, every streaming platform will help. I say this every day to my coaches. You are French, so you must go to English because English will not come to you. Surround yourself with the language and start doing it in your personal life. What a better way to do it with streaming platforms? You've got regular content to practice. In this podcast, I definitely want to share with you some of the last shows that I've watched. We start with Somebody Feed Phil. It's an American travel documentary presented by Phil himself, and basically, we are following him touring the cuisine of good restaurant addresses all around the world. My favorite episode? Tel Aviv. I am in love with the city and its food. Oh my god. So Somebody Feed Phil. Check it. Okay, now let's talk about the history of swear words. How can I put this? Okay. Knowing the etymology of the word fuck has never been so funny and exciting, you guys. You learn vocabulary, swear words, but at least you learn why laughing. I mean, and Nicolas Cage hosts this proudly profane series. Then we have Bridgerton. Oh my god. It's a historical period drama series, and I knew that this series will be just amazing and authentic when I heard Positions from Ariana Grande played by a violin orchestra. Innovative, refreshing, funny, romantic, I mean, you've got everything with Bridgerton. I love this show. And that's it for my little review. Just a little reminder here, I'm not advising you to stay forever on your couch because it's not healthy at all, okay? You need to move. But you can incorporate English by watching some content a little bit every day. Plus, with streaming platforms, there's always something to suit all tastes. So go! What are you waiting for now? And of course, stay tuned for the next episode of the My Own Podcast. Until then, take care. Bye.